There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's Mike Shope.
We were having a very serious conversation about mayonnaise here.
And the Bulldog.
And don't even talk to me about weed.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Football Monday continues on WGR. We're here for your calls at 803-0550. What else did we get yesterday? The big Tyler Bass kick on a day. You talked about the McDermott challenge and what we might have had here had the Bills not won. As those are the things we end up getting carried away with, the little things when you lose, like decisions, which is quite possible. Like that might have been right.
I think the explanation that I think it was Sal of the two guests that we had today, Eric Wood and Sal. Sal mentioned like McDermott was already calling timeouts on defense, and so you know that I can listen to that.
Well, it was actually their first timeout, and there were 13 minutes left.
Oh, okay.
When they did that,
okay,
20-13. Sal said, and he, you know, I get it. Like they win the game if they get that call, which it's a little early for that.
Yeah.
But they get the stop. They're up seven. There's a long way to go, though.
I'm back to still being annoyed, which is my default setting. So that's good. I'd rather be there anyway.
You're happy this way.
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Their second timeout came on Miami's drive. Let me just get it exactly. Well, wouldn't you know it? It was on defense. So the Dolphins scored a touchdown on the next play.
Mm-hmm.
And then they used their third timeout
after
their last drive.
Yeah.
No, after they got to third and three.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Pass to Hollins for third and three.
Okay.
And then
they had to burn it. All right, well, I'm back to, like, you shouldn't have done it then. For some reason, well, I guess in my head, like, I mean, I know I watched this game, and we talk about it for a couple hours afterward. I thought that play was closer to the end than it was, I guess.
Now I can't remember where I was going to go with that. There was that, but there was another thing about this game that had it been different, which it wasn't. I don't know what it was.
Sorry, I derailed you.
I don't know what it was. I want to know what it was. I want to not give up on this, but I can't just sit here silently. When the Bills were 3-2, having lost just to Houston and before that to Baltimore. So they go to the Jets after that, then it's Tennessee, Seattle, and Miami. And I asked you, would you take 6-3? And you said no.
See?
Don't take 6-3 because, you know, worse than that is 5-4, and there's a bad loss in there.
Right.
If not two,
uh-huh.
If it goes that way. So I don't want to sign up for that. And you were right.
Let's see if they can keep it rolling. Indianapolis, what is the number? I didn't commit it to memory yet.
4.5.
4.5. All right, so your favorite on the road.
That's pretty healthy.
Yeah. Just get back here 8-2 and let's play the Chiefs and just see, right? I mean, I don't know. If they're undefeated when they roll in here and beat the Bills, I might, you know, give up. Oh, okay. You know, if I'm 8-3, and you're what would they be?
10-0
at that point. Then you know that might get tough for me to keep going with that. But I mean, I feel like any one of these games, a big part of this for me is that I know what their record is, and I know who their quarterback is and their coach, and yada, yada, yada. They have looked beatable every time they've been out this year. They just have. To me, they've not been like head and shoulders above any team they've been on the field with. So to me, even depleted Tampa tonight, I don't know. He's been turning it over, Mahomes has. Get a couple of those, and maybe you can stay in it and win it late. Who knows? And Denver, same thing. I'm not assuming the Chiefs just will roll. But again, that changes in another month. If they're still not dinged, then it's just like, okay, I give up. Because clearly, even though you don't aesthetically appear to be head and shoulders better than the other best teams in the league, you've got this record, and you just can't be stopped. And obviously, there's some kind of secret sauce here or something. I don't know. But I'm not there yet. Like, I still think they can get had.
Well, what are the possibilities here? If the Bills win in Indianapolis, and even if Kansas City doesn't lose a game first, and they come in 9-0, the game is obviously colossal. And if you win it, you're one loss behind them. They've had their bye. And you've beaten them. So you'd only have to tie them to be the higher seed. So there's that. In which case, you're going hard all the way. There's also, if you play them under the same conditions, 9-0 versus 8-2, and you lose, then you're three behind them, and you've lost to them. So you're kind of like four games behind them with whatever, they're six left or something. And you're not resting Josh Allen yet, but you're kind of, if the division is still safe and they're out of reach, almost out of reach,
then that's going to get really interesting.
That'll be the one where we sort of debate the most often how to play that.
Right.
And you could have, you know, all kinds of other scenarios here where the race is still going, the division gets closer, or just whatever. But that's the one, if you get to that game one behind them and you lose to them, so then it's really two or three by tiebreakers. You still got to – they're going to still have to win more games. And they've
And
Niners, Rams, Lions after Kansas
and
City.
And there'll be a case to be made to get as high as you can because you just never know. So, you know, the two versus the three versus the four. I mean, you can go on, so on and so on. You know, the two guarantees you at least being home the second week. But, you know, we've done that dance now a couple of years in a row. And the price paid at the end, especially last year, was ended up, to me, not being worth it. Well, I mean, I shouldn't say quite that definitively. Who knows what that game looks like if it's not here? It could be a very different scenario. I don't want to understate the value of being home. I just don't think it's as important as rest anymore. So I don't know where I'll end up when it's all, you know, should we get there, right? By if it unfolds in such a way that the Chiefs look like, okay, fly be free, I'm not catching you, then I don't know how much differently I'll be prepared to treat the two versus the three versus the four. I mean, I know the value, again, of what being the higher seed is, but the offset on leaning into the...
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Those late games and losing guys, it just gets pretty tough. Like, you might rather just, fine, I got to go on the road in the divisional round, fine.
I think the most interesting team in the playoff picture that, you know, to see what happens is the Steelers. Because I don't think most of the good teams are going to be afraid of the Steelers. But the Ravens present, the Ravens are super scary. Even yesterday, like just look at their game yesterday. It's a joke. Their offense right now is just perfect. You could have injuries, I'm just saying for now. Mm-hmm. But they have three losses. And they have where's the breather in Baltimore's schedule? You tell me as I read it.
Short week this week with Cincinnati coming in Thursday, right?
That's not it. I mean,
no.
They should have lost to Cincinnati the first time. They're lucky they didn't. And the Bengals are alive and healthy. Maybe not Higgins. We'll see on that. But that should be great.
Yep.
So Cincinnati on a short week. At Pittsburgh, 16-15.
Yep, right.
At the Chargers, tough.
Yep.
Eagles.
Yep.
At the Giants. Okay.
That's
still Lamar Jackson's only NFC loss ever is to the Giants. Fluke loss. They're way ahead. That happens to Baltimore. Pittsburgh again, at Houston, Cleveland. Like, they'll win some of these games.
Sure.
But they won't win all of them. And so, let's say, what's their likeliest record? 11-6? 12-5, 11-6? Will that be good enough to win that division? Pittsburgh has it tough, too. And there's two games in there with the Ravens. But if Pittsburgh is able to win that division, then
do you, your desire
Baltimore
to stay,
is a five.
Right.
Or six.
Wants any part of playing them in the first round of the playoffs.
I wouldn't.
I don't. Thank you.
So if...
Very different scene if they get the division and Pittsburgh is a wild card.
I think so.
And I think at 6-2 now, I got to take that seriously enough to not just assume that they're going to fall out and that the Bengals are going to catch them. The Bengals still might catch them. I don't know. But the Steelers, they just keep doing it.
The Steelers have all of their division games left. They have 9 games left. 6 are in the AFC North. They also have at Washington this week. They'll be an underdog there, I think. I should look. We can find that out. But I think that Washington would be favored at home against Pittsburgh. They look great. They also have at Philadelphia, mid-December, and Kansas City on Christmas. So Pittsburgh... The Browns are not going to sweep the Steelers. Like, that never happens anyway. But if they're just, like, not great, if their ceiling is really that low,
mm-hmm.
it's still Tomlin. They could go 1-3 in those Ravens and Bengals games. They could go 0-3 in the non-division games I mentioned. That's 1-6 with the Browns left.
Right.
That's not a playoff record. Probably.
Washington is favored by 2.5, by the way, in that game.
Love it.
Yeah, I mean, to me, they're not sure, but I'm just, like I said already, I'm taking it a little more seriously because we're 8 games in for them, and they're still there.
And then there's the Texans, and I don't know who's going to catch them. Their division looks worse than ours, I think, just on quality.
Well, yeah, I mean, they've got a 2-game lead on the Colts. They've swept the Colts already.
Yep.
So, you know, you can add one to that. And, like, that's it. That's the only...
Tennessee, forget it.
That's the only hope. Yeah, Tennessee's dead. Jacksonville's dead.
They could have won yesterday.
Yeah.
Kind of blew it.
They didn't. The quarterback's not that good. They just can't get there.
Can't win games.
So, it's really the Colts. And I you know, I think if the Bills take care of the Colts on Sunday... It's already messy with the Richardson thing. I think if they lose another game, I don't want to say regardless of how the offense does, because if Flacco, if they move the ball through the air and like they lose some kind of wild high scoring game nobody really sees coming or something, then maybe it calms down. But if they go from having a 500 record when they bench their guy to 2 games under in 2 weeks. I would think the noise to put Richardson back in is going to get really loud. They could just be in turmoil and spiral, the Colts, is all I'm going a long way to say here. So I think Houston's on cruise control. I'd love to see them in the playoffs, Houston. I am not...
As the Bills.
Yeah, I am not intimidated at all by that team. At all.
When is the last time the Bills faced Joe Flacco? I think it's Peterman. Have they played him... Since then? Maybe with the Jets. I'm looking this up. It's important.
I don't remember now.
I think maybe there was a game against the Jets where he played.
He got in, maybe even started.
Maybe even started.
Yeah.
He would have started that game that Peterman started, 47-3, Allen's first game in the
sure.
league. Jackson played snaps in that game.
Right.
As well. Yeah, twice with the Jets. I don't know yet if he started, but he did appear in two games for the Jets against the Bills. So, oh, okay. Wait. Yeah. Yeah, sorry. That's it.
Good. Okay. So, I mean, what's the story there is just he's going to stand there and throw it. Fearlessly down the field, I'm just going to throw it. And, you know, if they can protect him well enough, then maybe some of that will work. But, you know, we'll see. I mean, the Bills, this might be, you know, Indy does not have the passing game the Dolphins have. But it'll be interesting, the last time the Bills saw this team, you know, Jonathan Taylor, we still have nightmares about it. I mean, just trampled underfoot by Taylor. The Bills, you know, we were talking about it earlier with a caller. Like, they invite you to run on them. Like, they want you to run on them. They want to make sure you don't beat them over the top. The Colts are very different than Miami in that way, and so I wonder if there'll be more of an effort, you know, like to bring guys up and maybe even change personnel a little bit at times if they're worried about Taylor. Because I think, like, that's a running back and a running game that maybe could hurt you.
That'll be fun to analyze this week and talk about. I don't know how different it is, but yeah, HN can go all the way on you. And they, you know, what you said, right? And he had a fine game. And Taylor,
it's more about the passing games is really the thing. Like, Miami can sting you, and I don't know if they think the Colts can.
Downs is really good. Pittman, it'll be fun to talk about them this week.
Good.
Eric Wood joined us earlier. Big night for him tonight, his charity event at Resurgence. We'll get into yesterday's Bills win and a little bit on Indianapolis with Flacco as we continue. It is Football Monday here on WGR.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.